Nottingham Local History Society Delves into Women's Suffrage. By Peter McCosser. We have all heard of the suffragettes, but a meeting between Nottingham Local History Society and Mo Cooper, who aptly gave the narrative a local angle in her talk about women's suffrage in Nottingham. In the 1860s, some upper-class women began a campaign for the right to vote and called themselves suffragists. Suffrage groups were established in Nottingham, Mansfield, Southwell and Hucknall, with committees comprising both ladies and gentlemen. Some male civic leaders and members of the clergy, such as the bishops of Southwell and Nottingham, were supportive of the cause, as were some MPs, including Winston Churchill, and press reports of the movement's early meetings were favourable. When women's rights supporter John Stuart Mill MP presented the 1,500-name suffrage petition to Parliament in 1866, the petition included the signatures of 50 Nottingham ladies. By the turn of the century, further petitions were made to Parliament to no avail, and three private members' bills were rejected, which led to the peaceful United Procession of Women in London in 1907, which became known as the Mud March. In 1911, just before the coronation of King George V, the bigger coronation procession took place when 40,000 women marched, including 3,000 from 40 Nottingham groups. Many women protested silently by boycotting the 1911 census, or defacing ballot sheets with the slogan, "If women don't count women." Disappointment and frustration led to the formation of a more militant group called the Suffragettes, taking more forceful action such as smashing windows and vandalizing post boxes. Christabel and Emmeline Pankhurst, and Princess Sophie Delup Singh came to meetings in Nottinghamshire to rally the cause. These more militant meetings were beginning to receive less sympathetic press coverage, and the local media reported on a disorderly meeting with heckling by an unruly crowd, resulting in the meeting being abandoned, and a mass meeting in Nottingham's marketplace in July 1909 where missiles and fruit were thrown. Amongst the more militant Nottinghamshire suffragettes was Helen Watts, daughter of the Vicar of Holy Trinity in Lenton, who was arrested outside the House of Commons. She was imprisoned in Holloway, where she went on hunger strike and was forcefully fed, as were Nellie Crocker and Fanny Gladys Roberts, both organisers in the Nottingham office of the Women's Social and Political Union, who had been arrested for vandalism.